We need to stop competing. We need to stop competing for the same bets in the same markets, because it becomes problematic. Hi, I'm Martin here. I'm a Betfair trading tutor. We've been training Betfair traders from amateur to semi-pro to pro for the past 10 years. And today I want to talk about a topic again that I've never heard talked about before. Certainly not as a topic of a content piece as well. And what I really want to share with you is that the problem with Betfair trading is there's so many people come in. In fact, I'd say most people come into it wanting tips from someone. So, you know, I mean, I've been at this training lark for 10 years. I've been at this trading lark for 20. The amount of people that come to me and just go, Martin, what's your tip today? What's your tips? Martin, can you send me your strategy that's going to make me lots and lots of money guaranteed? Martin, I want X, Y, and Z. Most people come in with that thought and feeling. They don't come in with the idea of, hey, Martin, I'm here to learn. I want to lean in. I want to listen. I want to learn from you. I want to actually learn how to trade on Betfair, and I want to do it myself. Because, and it's interesting, right? You get, those are the two kind of camps you get. And one is the person who comes in and they're like, right, give me some tips. I just want to make some money. I want to play some bets. And then you do get the other kind, although, like I say, it is rarer, who come in, they want to lean in, they want to listen. Can you guess which type makes the most money at Betfair trading in the long run? By far, the second type. The one who leans in, listens, learns, takes it in, and starts to learn to trade on Betfair for themselves. You know, think about Carnberry, Peter Webb, Adam, Ryan, me. When have you ever heard any of us in the past 20 years go, do you know how I got good at Betfair trading? I just followed someone else's tips. Never, right? So there you go, five successful traders. Now, take it outside that sphere. How many traders do you know outside that sphere who have done well, and did they do it themselves, or did they just take tips? And I think you'll find that by vast, vast majority, learn to trade for themselves. And the reason for that is that you then have the power. You know, you're not reliant on someone else. Now, I've talked a bit about this in the past, and that's not particularly the subject I want to get into today. But it does lead in to the subject I want to talk about today. Because the truth is, if you follow my tips, especially on certain markets, you might not make any money. You might think, hang on, Martin, what? You're a successful trader and you're saying if I follow some of your tips, they might not make money. Yep. Because I've been at this a long time. And one thing I've realized is that people will follow the better traders, obviously. There's nothing wrong with following, leaning in. But when you start trying to just take tips and try and do the exact same thing, then it creates a bit of a problem in the market. I'll give you an example today. I'm looking at a game in Bahrain, right? Now, I'm the kind of person, I don't mind low liquidity markets for set and forget bets. So if I'm just placing a bet and letting it run, I don't really care if there's much money in the market. As long as I can get my stake matched at the odds I want, I'm happy. Because why the hell wouldn't I be? I'm not trying to trade out halfway through. I'm probably not even going to look till the next day at how it got on. I'm not going to be sitting there sweating the Bahrain League, am I? It's not going to be on TV. It's not going to be in the paper tomorrow. You know, I'm not going to have to sweat this stuff. But the reality is that those leagues can be quite nice to trade. Because you're getting value sometimes. Because let's face it, right? Bet365 doesn't study the Bahrain League. You know, all these betting companies and bookies, they're not creating their odds based on their vast and incredible knowledge of that league. No. They're just using the metrics they use and then the computer systems and things like that. But the reality is, I think they make a lot of mistakes in those leagues. And I think, luckily, we've got software at Betfair Trading Community where my strategies will throw me up selections for the day. And I know that if that selection has come from that league, it doesn't matter what the liquidity is, it's a strong selection. So, hey, I'm going to be happy to take it. Now, again, it's all about just being able to get matched at the right odds. If the odds are really rubbish and I just cannot get anything matched, I'll just leave the game alone. I'm not going to trade that league. But often I do think they make mistakes on those leagues. So what's the problem, right? You might just think, okay, Martin, what are you getting at here? Here's what I've noticed on those low liquidity games specifically. You end up competing with people. Let's say I've got a £100 stake I want to get matched, and on a low liquidity league, I'm probably going to put that in about £10 at a time, because if I put the 100 block on, it's not going to move. You know, and the reality is no one's going to take the higher odds that I might be looking for, and it's very hard to get matched, because what will happen is if you put a big chunk on in the market, you know, this Bahrain game might have £200 matched. If I put £100 in the market, I'm putting 50% of the money that's already in there in at that moment. And suddenly a third of the whole total money in that market is mine, right? If that gets matched. So here's the thing. You end up being a big factor in the market if you put that big money down. And so I do it in chunks. That's my solution to that. You do it in little chunks. You don't try and do it all at once. Okay, fine. That's fine. The problem is you end up competing with people who are making the same selections. And I noticed this quite heavily on my lay away strategy. So I didn't actually create this strategy. Someone else created this strategy early last year. But I've been testing it. I've kind of made a couple of tweaks along the way. And I've got 2,500 results, 2,500 results in a year, which is phenomenal, right? Now, if you know me, you'll know I like my rule of thumb, 2,000 matches. I kind of start to take the data very seriously at that point. Now, when it throws up a selection like this, Al Ali Manama versus Al Hala in Bahrain, then I take it seriously. Hey, look, this has done well. It's in the odds range. You know, there's a chance that this is a good selection. Okay, cool, let's go and lay. But what I've noticed is that, let's say I look at it in the morning and the lay price is 4.3. I can't get a bet match because the market's very low liquidity. But what people do, because these selections are in the presets, because they go out currently in the daily email, we're going to stop doing selections in the daily email actually, and we're going to turn it into a highlights, stats highlights email, which I think will be much, much more beneficial for traders. But what's happening is that, you know, loads of you now are just going, well, this strategy is really good. I've made money from laying the away team. Thank you, Martin. I'm going to lay this. And suddenly I notice the price keeps creeping up, but it's not like a major thing. It's like someone will put £3 in at the next price, then someone else will put a £5 in, then someone else will put £10 in. And the price, the ticks just keep going up and up and up. Suddenly you get from a position where it's like, you know, 4 early in the morning all the way up to 5. And the problem with that is you're starting to lose your edge. Because, you know, in Betfair trading, odds are everything, right? Value is king. And the best way of getting value is to get the best odds possible. Now, if I'm laying, I want to be laying at lower odds than basically my strategy says I will make money from. I don't want to be laying at higher odds. I don't want to be competing with people. And this is what happens. You end up competing with other people trying to do the exact same thing as you, because they're following a tip, because they're following a selection. And actually, if you become the last person to get matched on that market, let's say the price goes all the way out to 6, you're not getting a value price. You're getting a bad value price. And suddenly, in the long term, you could end up losing on a strategy that essentially is winning because the odds are moving out, because everyone's trying to do the same thing. Now, I will stress, this isn't really a problem in the big leagues. You know, let's say the top leagues in Europe, maybe some of the second divisions in Europe, maybe the top leagues in South America and North America and Asia. And Africa's an interesting one. It's kind of a middling one. I wouldn't say it was particularly high leagues for interest. On those leagues that I've just mentioned, you're going to be fine, right? You're not really going to have people pushing the market out with their little bets, okay? But on these leagues, you do. And the lower the game, you know, same thing will happen in like the Spain RFEF leagues, where if someone does that, you end up getting this situation where you have to compete with someone to get matched, and quite often I'll just ignore that trade. Now, there's a couple of ways around this. The first one is to just go, well, I'm not going to trade any of the lower leagues, which is fine. But with set and forget, so when you're just placing bets and you don't need to trade out and play, the lower leagues can be good. And you might find when you're testing your strategy that the lower leagues are good, okay? But it's a solution, you can just get rid of lower leagues. And there's certainly lower leagues that I will be eventually getting rid of from this layaway 1.0. You know, some of these Germany regional league and leagues, the Spain RFEF leagues, the Turkey white group and red group leagues. I mean, those kinds of leagues probably shouldn't be trading. But it's good, I think, to test them all and see. Because if I see that, hang on, the Spain RFEF leagues are well in profit, why would I get rid of them? Okay, cool. You know, there's an argument that you could go, okay, even if I have to take a tick or two worse than is ideal, I'm still going to make money because they're so far up. But let's say they're middling. Let's say they're breaking even or maybe minus 1 point. After that many results, I'll probably just get rid. That's why I'm going to sit around trying to spend it. And this is the other problem with those leagues. You spend much more time trying to get your bets matched. You know, if I want to get a bet matched right now in the Serie A, no problem. Right? I'll get it matched. If I want to get a bet matched now, right now in the Bahrain League, the only way I can get that matched is to take what could be an awful price. Right? You know, if you're talking about a market with £200 in, scattered everywhere, and then I'm like, well, I want to put £100 on. To get that whole £100 match, I'll probably have to go in tick, 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 tick. You know, I might be looking at something where the odds should actually be 3.5, but I've had to take average odds of 3.0 just to get matched, right? And that sounds extreme, but that does happen, and you'd be surprised how often that happens. The other solution is this. Don't follow other people's tips. We're really big on this at Betfair Trading Community. So the reason we've developed our software to help you create strategies and basically to give you the tools to create profitable Betfair trading strategies is that we know that if we're all following the same strategy, it's going to make that strategy worse. It's going to push the odds out, you know, and things like that. So realistically, it's going to make the strategy worse. And unless you're the first one to market, it's going to be difficult to make money in that situation. And I definitely think that is the case. And I noticed that odds do move out on those kinds of strategies that you share. And if they do really well, that's an issue, right? That's an issue. Have to be. My point is that it doesn't have to be an issue. If you create your own strategies, you're the one placing the bets. You're the one who knows your plan. You're the one making these selections. You're the one. It's starting to sound like Shania Twain here. But the point is, it gives you so much more power. You know, I've got a portfolio of strategies that I follow, right? Now, a couple of them you guys will have access to, but some of them you don't, okay? And there's a reason for that. I know that if I share every strategy I do, I'm going to get 100 people plus following it. Because they want to follow successful trades. Have you ever seen those adverts now that they do on sort of like stock trading? Where they say, hey, look, Jimmy does really well at Forex trading. You can just literally follow what he does here. Cool. Do you think when he places his bet, the market might move a lot if everyone's following it? Because what actually will end up happening is people will start taking the bad stock offerings because all the good ones have been eaten up. And then suddenly they'll find, hey, I'm not making money out of this, but he did because he did it first. So again, when you're following someone else's tip, remember, 90% of the time, they're going to have placed these tips before you've even got in the market. So they might have gone at much better odds than you. Horses is a good one for that. I used to actually follow a tipping service back in the day, and it gave me a really bad experience where you would get the early prices and they'd go, hey, look, this is 33-1. Get on it. By the time you even got a chance to get to the market, the odds were already cut to 20-1. Well, that's a problem, right? Because they've got so much more leeway than you on that trade. You've got to win that 1 of 20. They've only got to win it 1 out of every 33. And that's a big difference in the long run. And again, remember, with Betfair Trading, I always say this, right? It's kind of up there with my value is king philosophy that I'm always preaching. But it's for the long term. Again, this is another thing I preach consistently. Betfair trading is for the long term. We're not thinking about what's going to benefit us today. Because if we were, we'd just go, well, Man City Brentford tonight. Man City will win that, won't they? I'm just going to lump my bank on Man City. Because if all that mattered was how much money you made today, in theory, you should be trading very differently to if you're thinking about the next 10, 20, 30 years. But that's how you should be thinking. You should be thinking about the long term, not have that short-sightedness. And that's the reason so many short-sighted traders go bust and so many long-sighted ones do really well. And what I love, and I notice this so much on the Betfair Trading Community forums and when I'm training people, is that you get traders who come in and they're losing money hand over fist, or they're just really bad traders. And they go, I need your help, mine. And we get alongside them, we help them. But there's been people, and I'll admit this, I'll be honest, there's been people where I thought, I don't know, man. I don't know if this is for you. I don't know if you've got a chance. And I've said this, I will say this to people as well. One thing you'll know with me, obviously, honesty, accountability, that's kind of been my mantra of the last 10 years, which is what I pride about myself. And I've always said to people, if I don't think they're cut out for us, I'm not sure this is for you. And you should look at that. Now you might go, Martin, what are you talking about? You know, you've got software. You're not going to make any sales on your software if you say stuff like that. But the thing is, remember, I'm a successful Betfair trader, so I'm not under as much pressure. Most of the people you see who are, you know, trying to get you to sign up to their service or trying to get you on their site, they really need you to, because obviously they're not making any money in the game. So one thing you really want to think about is, actually, I can tell. I'm in a very fortunate position where I can tell you straight. And the reality is that if I don't think you're cut out for it, I'll tell you. And I've told people that before, but what I love, and maybe I shouldn't tell people that, because what I love is that quite a few of those people carried on, as you do. You know, if they're determined to do well at trading, then, you know, good for them. Keep at it. And they've proved me wrong. You know, and there's people on the forum, and you'll see them on the day, and you won't even know the struggles they were in when they started Betfair Trading, and, you know, how much they struggled and suffered when they started at Betfair Trading. You know, and some of the victories are just getting level. Like, you know, I've had people that were losing a lot of money trading, and then, you know, their first step was just to start breaking even. And once they started doing that, that was a huge win. And then obviously you want to push on to the profit. It's interesting, because what a lot of people don't think about is, so let's say I've always done Betfair trading, but I wasn't always good at it, okay? Like a lot of you listening will be. You will either not be good at it, or you'll be good at it, but probably weren't when you first did it, okay? We all go through those growing pains. Now, I struggled a lot, and I lost a lot of money. You know, I think I worked out in the end, I probably lost about 10 grand before I became profitable, which is problematic, you know. Luckily, I was pretty young, so I got away with it. Student loans, got jobs, you know, didn't really get any debts because I'd just spend my student loan and then literally just live on, you know, pasta and cheese for the rest of the term. But I got away with it in a way. I couldn't do that now, but there would be no reason to. You know, the problem was back then I didn't have Betfair Trading Community to support me. I didn't have a training service that would get alongside me and actually help me personally. You know, one of the things I loved about Betfair Trading Community before I came a part of it, because remember, I was never a part of it when it started. I became a member and then became a part of it because I loved it so much. I was so passionate about Ryan and the way that with him, there was no ego. It was never an ego. I'd been on other trading services and it was just so egotistical. The people that ran it, you know, they just all seemed so, like, they were so full of themselves. They all thought they were God's gift to trading. But I loved the humbleness. And I've always been like that myself. You know, I don't go out there bragging about my successes. Because who cares? What difference does it make to you if I make money at trading or not, ultimately? Right? So there's no point me banging on about that. But I don't know, male ego. Because let's face it, 99% of this industry is male. I'd love it to be more 50-50, get more women involved in trading. Because it's a great thing you can do. And you can invest your money and make money. But, you know, a lot of women just hear the word betting and, you know, they coil up because unfortunately gambling has such a negative stereotype because of, you know, the image of people in casinos just doing stupid things, not realizing that what we do is actually incredibly different. And, you know, the research work, software, statistics, Betfair Trading Community training, all those things put together help you train up. But again, what I love was that environment, that we are there to help you, we are there to get alongside you, and everyone pretty much struggles when they start, and I really did. I wish I had something like Betfair Trading Community. But one of the things is that time helps. Yeah. So if you're someone who goes, well, I do try and bet on all these matches because even if it's a rubbish liquidity market, I'll just take any odds because I think it's going to win. That's not a good thing. And so one thing I don't want to be doing, and I'm sure you don't want to be doing, is competing with each other for odds, for good odds. You know, at the end of the day, would I have been better off keeping this layaway strategy to myself? Financially, probably. It still makes money. And again, on the big league, it's not really an issue because we could all lay, you know, let's say Inter played Juventus last night. We could all lay Juventus. That was one of the selections. And it won. Well, we could all lay Juventus. We're not going to push the money out that much on that. You know, because ultimately, that price will stay where it's at. These big matches, that's what tends to happen. But the power as well of having your own strategies, of having what you're doing, having your portfolio, knowing that what you're doing, the structure of it, knowing the foundation of it, knowing the research that's gone into it, knowing why you created that strategy, knowing why you're betting on it, how long you've tested it, why it works for you. That all breeds confidence. That all breeds confidence within a Betfair trader. And that's why when last week, I think I lost something like, I've just got to work this out, you know what I mean? I probably lost like 20 points plus last week on Betfair trading. And it didn't faze me at all. And anyone who's, you know, seen my videos, I've even done some live trading videos during that time. You'll notice I'm the same person, making the same trades, doing the same things, always pushing value, understanding that variance will hurt you sometimes. And that's one of the big things, right? Is that you don't need to go and chase anything, because ultimately I lost that, but I've gained it all back again this week. You know, so one good week of trading has actually more than made up for it, to be honest. And I see that happen time and time again. But understanding the variance of strategies that you're following will help you. So I use, someone asked a question, it's a great question on the forum. They were talking about data and analysis. And now you will know I'm obsessed with data, right? But I don't, my background isn't data. I didn't do computer science or data science at university. If I could go back, I would do that. And I've looked into possibly doing something like that. Although it does seem a bit pointless, but just for the fact that, you know, I would love to do that because I love data so much. You know, people talk to me about things like multiple regressions, you know, and solver. I mean, I know what solver is, luckily, because of poker. But some of these terms, I don't know a lot about, right? Now, fortunately, I don't create the stats software, so I don't need to. But I do know a lot about data now. I've learned so much about it. And my general rule of thumb, and it's an old school one, is I use 2,000 results. So if I'm testing a strategy, I like to have 2,000 results. And do you know what my favourite thing to use is? Probably because of school, but it's just fantastic, is line graphs. You know the like line graphs where you see the little snakes go up and down, and you see kind of how your money's going, how the profit and loss is going, and you run these line graphs. Well, I absolutely love them. So I'm just inserting one right now on a spreadsheet. I know you can't see this, but this is for my layover 3.5 goal strategy. Now, this has been sent out in the daily email since I started. Well, since after a little while of me starting it. And it doesn't get a ton of selections, so we still have only got, I think, 400 odd selections. But it's in good profit. But what I love is that if you look at the line graph, you can see such variance. You know, obviously it started at zero. It went down to about minus, let's have a look here. It went down to about minus 40 at one point. Then it went all the way up to nearly 500 profit. Now this is to £10 stakes. So these are quite big swings. You know, you're talking about 50 points up, £500. Then it drops all the way down to about 8 points profit. So you're losing 42 points in that run. Obviously not all at the same time, but again, the snake goes down. Now it's climbed all the way back up to 300, nearly 300, right? And you're going, that is the journey of a strategy that has quite high variance, right? And when you're set and forget like this, when you're just placing bets, that can happen, yeah? Is this strategy going to be really profitable? I don't know. I don't like how few selections there are, so it's not one I particularly love. However, I could look at most of the strategies I've tracked, and there will be some degree of variance. Maybe not quite as extreme as, you know, going up to 500, then all the way back down to less than 100. But you will often get situations where you'll get up to 500 and then it'll drop to 300. And you'll think, what the hell is going on? This is supposed to be a good strategy. Why would I lose 20 points? And then you'll notice a couple months later, it's gone up to 700. You know, that's kind of the life with set and forget. Now, if you're trading, if you're getting in and out of markets, the variance often isn't as wild. So that is one big plus, actually, to trading over straight betting. I do a mix of both, as you know. I probably prefer the straight betting because it's just so easy to do. You know, I place all my bets in the morning when I've done it this morning. And then once that's done, you know, I have time to do the trading. I can figure out my day. And I have time to create content for you guys like this. So again, I want you to kind of understand that the variance can be crazy with Betfair trading. And, you know, let's say you're following someone else's strategy and it drops from 500 to 300 and you started at 500. So you only just started trading it and it's 20 points down. Are you going to stick with that strategy? Because I bet 99% of people would drop that strategy at that point. And then it goes up to 700 and you've just lost out on 40 points of profit because you literally did the worst thing you can do as a trader. And stock traders will tell you this as well. So don't, it's not just me saying it. You basically got in at the top of the market and exited at the bottom of the market. Worst thing you can do, isn't it? You know, what is it? Buy low, sell high. You bought high and sold low, right? So that will happen quite a lot when you're following out someone else's strategy. You know, I can go, well, follow the layaway strategy. It's made 1,500 quid in the last year. And you'll go, and that's the £10 stakes, by the way. And you'll go, cool, 150 points profit. That's amazing. And then I go, well, yeah, but if you'd started following it in, you know, the end of January or like mid-January, it was actually up at like the 1800s, 1900s. It nearly hit 2000. You know, so there are ups and downs with these things. And obviously one thing you can do with your own data is you can start testing it. You can go, well, what can I improve? Is there an odds range that works? With these strategies, there are clear odds ranges that work and make a massive difference on the kind of the success of the strategy. The other thing you think about is leagues. Which leagues should I be trading? All this stuff you can look at and analyze, but that's much easier to do on your own strategies. And of course, the old chestnut, that if someone comes to me and says, I'm losing money hand over fist, Martin, I'm quitting Betfair trading, I say, before you go, can you send me your strategy? Why, Martin? It's absolute crap. I hope so, because what I'm going to do is whatever it was, I'm going to do the opposite. I've actually got a couple of strategies in my portfolio where I've done that, and they are probably two of my best performers. Because I tell you what, there was a guy, I don't know his name, so he used to do lay the draw strategies, and he was so bad at picking games for lay the draw. I mean, bless him. He's not around. He's long gone from trading. I make a lot of money back in the draw on his strategies. It's funny, isn't it? He's gone because he didn't see the other side of the coin. If he went the other way, he'd make serious money. Because if you are really losing money hand over fist, I know I say this a lot, but you're onto a good thing. You just got to flip it. But yeah, guys, we shouldn't be competing in these lower markets, lower liquidity markets. I think it's an issue. So again, focus on your strategies, build your strategies. And then if you're struggling with them, and I had a guy the other day and he said, oh, well, I was doing these strategies, I just couldn't make any money. I said, did you reach out? You know, you had a 6-month membership. Did you ever reach out once to the trainers? No? Right. Okay, well, that's a shame. Because to me, that's a real shame. Because I don't know. You could be a really good trader underneath. You've never really reached out for help. Now, a lot of you are really good at that, and well done to you. But some of you guys are just sitting there in silence. You're struggling. You're losing money. And the reality is you've got people that could help you make money and you don't reach out to them. People who want to. You know, if you're a Betfair trading community member, it's actually my job to help you. You get that, right? It's literally my job. Don't ever feel like you can't. And there's some people like, but Martin, I know loads of people reach out to you and you have to help loads. Yeah, I do. That is the part of the job I love. That is the part of the job that I really signed up for. Because I wanted to help people. I wanted to be doing something to give something back. I didn't just want to be taking money from Betfair for the rest of my life, sit in my, you know, office at my home and just not do anything. I wanted to give back to people. I wanted to help people make money. I wanted the poor, especially the poor people who really need money. I wanted to kind of, you know, steal from the rich and give back to the poor. Let's steal from the bookies and give back to ourselves, the poorer people. I mean, have you seen the returns the lady from Bet365 makes on owning it, or the CEO? It's hundreds of millions of pounds. Let's take some of their money and give it back to the general population. That's what we're doing here at Betfair Trading Community. Guys, I'd just say, if you're not a part of it, then just get involved, just give it a go. But you know, if you're willing to take it seriously, if you're not really that bold about Betfair Trading, you're not sure, maybe don't. Because I do want to help people, but I really want to help the people who really want to make it work. And the ones who don't, it's just a waste of their time, more than mine, you know. So essentially, if you are one of those people, you're like, God, this is speaking to me, Martin, then I really encourage you, take that step today. Take that step forward. Believe in yourself. Invest in yourself. And you will reap the rewards. You know, but you've got to do it. You've got to invest in yourself. And you've got to come forward. And if you do struggle on the journey, on the process that we've set up, the pathways that we've set up for people to follow, just get in touch. You know, it's mad to me that people lose money and then they don't come to me and go, Martin, I need your help, I'm struggling. They just go, I think I'm just going to quit. And it's like a waste. It's a waste. All right, guys, hope you understand the podcast, hope you've enjoyed it. I know it's been a bit of a mishmash of things today, really. My main point, obviously, is we shouldn't be competing for odds in lower markets and not to follow tips. And the reason why, you know, you can go, Martin, just tell me every trade you make and I'll copy you. It's not necessarily going to work for you. And that these are the reasons why. And actually, you are so much better off learning to do this stuff yourself. Learning to make your own trades, create your own strategies, make your own opportunities. Hope you have a great week, everyone. And of course, as ever, I hope you make some money trading on Betfair.